There's been renewed unrest in West Papua in recent weeks, and it's gaining attention across the border in Papua New Guinea. People in PNG feel a strong connection to those on the other side of the island, with renewed support for a referendum in the Indonesian territory. The calls for a fresh vote are also coming from within the government, with a coalition member saying he'll be pushing for a change in PNG's policy on West Papua. Natalie Whiting reports.
They may be on one island, but it's a long way from Port Moresby to the Indonesian region widely known as West Papua. Despite that, West Papua is front of mind for many people in Papua New Guinea's capital.
They're fighting for their freedom, so why don't we give it to them? It's a sad thing. Just reading their stories, like, all they're asking for is their freedom. Give it to them.
The PNG government should be helping them. The PNG is failing to help them because they are a neighbouring country.
I prefer if PNG government are really, really look into our neighbouring countries like West Papua.
The governor of the National Capital District, Pauls Parkop, says there's a special resonance for Papua New Guineans.
We have a responsibility to them because we are same people, same culture, same tribe, same language, same island.
2018 ended in renewed unrest and violence in the contentious Indonesian territory. Last month, pro-independence separatists were accused of killing 28 people who were working at a state-owned construction company. The Indonesian military has since been accused of using chemical weapons in response, an allegation Indonesia denies. Bloody photos continue to flood social media pages in Papua New Guinea. Governor Parkop says he'll be pushing for PNG to change its policy on West Papua.
Problems in West Papua will not be solved until we give the West Papuans proper, legally and internationally supervised referendum to decide once and for all what they want for themselves. I have expressed my disappointment and differences with government policy now. I will continue to do so, even though I'm a leader of a political party in the coalition government.
The long-time West Papua supporter says he's canvassed the issue with other members of the government.
I think there is numbers. It's just having the political will. I've asked the Prime Minister, and I hope that in this new year we will have a discussion in government caucus, and also on the floor of Parliament.
Papua New Guinea is preparing to hold its own referendum this year. The people of Bougainville are expected to go to the polls in the middle of the year to vote on whether to remain a part of PNG. But PNG's Foreign Minister Rimbik Pato is remaining firm on the government's position on West Papua. In a statement, he said,
Papua New Guinea and the international community have long recognised and will continue to recognise the lawful sovereignty of Indonesia over its Papuan provinces. Australia, New Zealand and virtually all other Pacific Island countries recognise Indonesia's sovereignty, as has the United Nations.
Last year, Indonesia issued a strong rebuke to Vanuatu over its representations about West Papua at the United Nations General Assembly. Governor Parkop has criticised his own foreign minister's approach to the issue.
We will be on the wrong side of history. The right side of history is the one I'm advocating, and that is to stand up, be strong, have courage to talk about Papua openly with the Indonesians and find a way forward to solution. Yeah. That will be on the right side of history. Rimbik Pato is on the wrong side of history.
His push for change comes as the Foreign Minister, Rimbik Pato, tries to strengthen ties with Indonesia, with a meeting between the two countries planned for next month.
That's Natalie Whiting reporting from Papua New Guinea.